Now, I've never seen a volcano erupt, and I've certainly never been to Bali, but I gather at the moment, once it erupts, it creates another situation. I think the last time it erupted was back in the 60s and 1,000 people got killed.
How far does the lava go? How far around the volcano do people need to be evacuated? Are they still living there now? And what are the ramifications flight-wise with the smoke and the plumes of smoke? Mark Tingay-Mills, he is a geologist with the University of Adelaide, and he was actually up in Bali until Sunday night. He managed to get out on Sunday night.
I think he might have been a bit lucky. G'day, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Tell us what you think in regards to this particular volcano.
Yeah, well, the Agung volcano in Bali started erupting lots of ash continuously from Saturday afternoon. It's quite a spectacular eruption. And over the last couple of days, or the last day or so, it's been entering a new phase, which we call the magmatic phase, which is where there's actually lava in the crater. And that's where the volcano is at high risk of having a really major eruption and potentially even exploding.
Right. So if it does explode, how big does it explode?
So when these things erupt, they can erupt very large eruptions in terms of geological scale. The biggest sort of events that might happen are what we call a pyroclastic flow, which is where superheated gas and lava and ash rush down the mountain at hundreds of degrees Celsius and hundreds of kilometers per hour. They can extend out to sort of 6-7 kilometers away from the volcano, and that's why there's this 10-kilometer exclusion zone around the volcano to make sure that no one is injured by those events.
Yep.
That was one of the reasons why so many people died back in 63.
Right, okay, so they're on top of that. As far as a tourist possibility, people that are in Bali are perfectly safe?
Yeah, so this is the issue at the moment. So people, it's very calm in Bali when I was there. There's no real concerns by most people other than the impact on businesses and the impact on tourism. The area has been under watch since September, since the volcano really started rumbling. So there's been a lot of evacuations prior to this, and even before the volcano erupted, it has 7-kilometer exclusion zone around it. So there's very little risk of people being injured by direct effects of the volcano. The main hazard at the moment is the ash and the large plumes of ash that are coming out of the volcano, because they can be quite hazardous to health, and as you're seeing, they're impacting people's travel.
Right, so that can drift down into where the people are populated.
Yes, that's right. So they're little tiny fragments of glass, so they're not something you really want to actually breathe into your lungs or get into your eyes.
Not at all. Now, what about flights? What kind of impact could this have if it does really erupt?
So they've just continued the cancellation of all flights to Bali, so the airport is closed for another day. Lombok Airport has reopened this morning, so people going to Lombok, there is a chance they might be able to fly. It all then depends on the airline. Mm-hmm. But yeah, these unfortunately, it's very hard to predict what's going to happen with the volcano. The ash could get worse, or the eruption could just diminish and slow down. It could go for days. It could go for months. It's really hard to tell. And at the moment as well, we also have to worry about which direction the wind is going. So at the moment, the wind is blowing the ash over towards the airport and into that flight zone around the airport. So that's why the airport's closed.
So worst case scenario, could that go for weeks?
Yeah.
And worst case scenario is it could go for weeks, and or if it dumps lots of ash on the ground in that area, then of course there's a big cleanup that needs to be done, because the ash is of course particularly bad for aircraft engines.
Right. Okay. So people are up there at the moment. They've got no guarantee when they may get home.
No, they just have to keep calm, listen to the authorities. The authorities are extremely well versed in handling volcanoes. Indonesia has over 100 active volcanoes. It's one of the most densely volcanic areas in the world. So the authorities are extremely well versed in how to handle this, and they've been doing a great job in keeping people away.
Hey, Mark, have we got any volcanoes here in Australia?
Not any active ones. The most recent, we do technically on Heard Island, which is of course an Antarctic island that Australia owns.
Oh, yeah.
But on the mainland or Tasmania, the most recent eruption was Mount Shank. Near Mount Gambier in South Australia, right near the Victorian border, and that was about 6,000 years ago.
Right. I don't think that'll take note soon.
We hope not. Anyway, Mark, thank you.
No, that one is dormant.
It's very important to a lot of people, particularly those planning to travel up or those with people up there at the moment. Mark Tingay, geologist for the University of Adelaide.